Hi, I'm Justin Bader. Welcome to day two of the Paperless Office Makeover. Today we're going to talk about some essential tools that you'll want to keep within arm's reach to reduce the friction that paper can cause in your workflow. And what I mean by that is that if something is slightly more difficult or more inconvenient than it needs to be, our work is going to slow down. So we want to make everything as easy as possible so that we can take whatever paper is coming into our world and dispense with it and get it done. Now, the first tool I want to share with you today is called the Future File. And you may have also heard this called the Tickler File. The Future File is simply a set of 43 folders. And I've got a set right here. The Future File can go on your desk in a stand-up organizer, or it can go in a drawer. But whatever you do, keep it within arm's reach because you're going to want to use it all the time. There are 43 folders for the days of the month and the months of the year. And what this setup allows you to do is take a document that's on your desk that you don't need right now and postpone it to a certain day in the future. So let's say I don't want to see this document again until the 21st. What I can do is I can find the 21 folder and flip to that, and then I can put that document in there and I won't see it again until the 21st. Now, obviously, I have to also develop the habit of checking this set of folders every day. Each morning, I'll open the folder for that day, take out anything that's inside, and then put this folder at the back where it will come to represent that day of next month. Now, the same thing works on a monthly basis. If I decide I have a document I don't want to see until next month, I can just take that document and put it in the folder for the next month. When that month rolls around, I've got all of the documents that I wanted to kind of postpone or snooze until that month. Now, this is not a tool for procrastination. This is a tool for snoozing and getting out of sight and out of mind any kind of document that's not relevant yet. So this could be a grant application that's not due for 6 months. It could be information about a conference that you haven't decided if you want to go to yet. It could be driving directions to a meeting that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Whatever it is, if you don't need it on your desk today, but you do want it on your desk on a certain day in the future, put it in your future file. Now, the second tool I want to talk about today is the two-file box, or the two-file tray. You probably have some stuff on your desk right now that needs to be filed. What I want to encourage you to do is, to the greatest extent possible, have someone else do that filing before you, because honestly, you're paid way too much to waste your time on filing. So if you have a little tray or a box on your desk that you can use to put stuff in to have someone else file it, you could also have a folder or a box under your desk. Keep that within arm's length so you can very easily toss something in that box when you're done with it and you want it to be filed. Now, in yesterday's video, I encouraged you to get another box that you can put under your desk next to your recycling and your shredding. And this third box is what I'm going to call the chronological file. Now, it's great to have a file box or a tray or a folder for your secretary to file stuff, but I also want to encourage you to keep a chronological file because not everything is going to be worth giving to your secretary to have filed somewhere in the office. You're going to get a lot of stuff that you don't necessarily want to throw out, or you don't even want to make a decision about whether to throw it out. You want to keep it, but only if keeping it is very easy. And I want to tell you a little bit about how I came up with the chronological file, and then I'll tell you how it works. Now, probably like you have right now, I had a big pile on my desk that said to file. All the stuff I wanted to file, and I hadn't really delegated filing to my secretary, so I was doing this filing, and I had a system that worked great for me with lots and lots of folders and a giant file cabinet that was about this tall. And I felt pretty good about it, except that I never kept up with the filing. So one day I decided to take that entire pile of paper, it was probably about that thick, and I took a box from the copy room, a copy paper box, and I stuck it under my desk, and I took that entire stack of paper and I threw it in. And I thought, if I ever need any of this paper again, I'll know where it is. It's in the box, and I'm just never going to file it. Then a couple days later, I decided to do it again. I had another big stack of stuff that had come in, and I had dealt with it. It was ready to be filed, but I didn't want to waste time filing it. So I took that stack and I threw it in the box. And by that time, I was glad I had gotten a copy paper box because my stack was getting pretty tall. And what I realized, every time I did that, I was adding the newest documents to the top of the box. So if I needed to find something, I would know roughly where it was because it would be closer to the top of the pile if it was new and closer to the bottom if it was old. When the box got full, I grabbed a lid, wrote the date on it, and I'm done. And that's zero time that I've spent filing, zero time that I've spent throwing things out, and I know that if I need anything that's in there, I can very easily find it. So over the course of the next couple of months, I had the opportunity to see if this would really work for me. Would I spend a ton of time digging through that box and looking for just the right piece of paper? Or did it turn out that I actually didn't need to file hardly any of that paper, and I could just keep throwing stuff in there and not worry about it? Now, as it turned out, I very rarely needed to look through that box, through that chronological file. I did a couple of times, and it took me a couple of minutes to find what I needed, but the amount of time that I saved by not having to file a single thing manually, and the amount of stress I saved myself by not having to decide with each sheet of paper, do I throw this out, do I shred it, do I keep it? I just put almost everything in that chronological file, and that saved me an enormous amount of time. So take that box that you got yesterday, stick it under your desk, and whenever you have papers that need to be filed, throw them in your chronological file box and leave them there until you need them. And if you don't need them, seal it up, write the date, and get another box. Now, yesterday I also asked you to get a recycle bin and a container for shredding. And that container for shredding could be another box from your copy room, or it could be another waste basket. Whatever you do, put that within arm's reach, because I found that the more hassle it is to get something where it belongs, the more you have to get up and walk across the room, even if it's just to the other side of your desk, the more likely you are to just pick up a document, realize that it's a hassle, and set it back down on your desk. And that's where clutter is born. To the greatest extent possible, we want to touch things once or as few times as possible, get them where they belong. So if you haven't made space yet, get that recycle bin and that shredding container under your desk where you can very quickly toss stuff in. And if you have a shredder, I would encourage you to still use a bin to hold that shredding material so you can do it all at once and not have to constantly stop throughout the day to shred things. So here's your action step for today. On this page, you'll find a PDF file of future file labels that you can print out and stick on those 43 folders. So today, as your action step, I'd like you to make a set of future file folders. I've provided the labels. All you need to do is print that on a set of Avery labels, standard file folder labels, and get started. I've also provided a detailed article in case you're not sure exactly how to set those folders up in order. And then once you do that, go ahead and put that in a drawer in your desk or in a stand-up organizer on your desk. The last thing you'll want to do to start using that future file effectively is put a reminder on your calendar so that you start to develop the habit of checking those folders every day. Because the last thing you want to have happen is that you start using those folders, putting things in them, and then you forget to check them. So put a reminder on your calendar for a few days so that you develop that habit. That's it for day 2 of the Paperless Office Makeover. I'm Justin Bader, and I'll see you tomorrow.